Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our men and women truck drivers out there, all the tanker yankers and the suicide jockeys. Thanks for the job you're doing. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can check out our website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch. Watch.com. All right, joining us from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Joe Biden is in big trouble right now. There are three polls that have come out since Sunday showing his job approval rating has dipped way down below 50%. One's 41, one's 43, another one's 45%. That does not spell well for him, and only 37% of the respondents in one of the polls said they would absolutely positively support him if he runs for office in 2024.
Yeah, he's not. I don't think he's just going to make it to 2024. I don't see it.
Nope. I don't either. Are they going to take him out on an Article 25, or is he just going to step down on his own?
I think he's going to... I don't know. I think there's going to be some big event that is going to cause him to have to pass the baton.
Well, I hope it's not what it appears to be, because he shows sign of a stroke almost any time he gets out there and gets a little bit excited.
It may have everything to do, if there's some credibility to these investigations into he and his son and all these weird things that they were doing while he was vice president, and I would argue maybe even now that's going to cause him some headaches, that he's going to have to go.
That's kind of what I'm thinking,
but I don't know. It's just a gut feeling.
Now, we still have the Durham investigation out there, right?
Let me tell you, have you ever watched Oak Island? Because I think the Durham investigation has turned into an Oak Island, where you blow up a whole island and find nothing. And even if they do, we're going to all yawn at the thing, because we're not. It's going to be meaningless at this point.
Well, you know, Joe Biden said something yesterday, which didn't make a lot of sense, about Donald Trump, and he said that Trump didn't do anything constructive to end the Middle East conflict. Excuse me, I think he did, but that's just me.
Well, they say the same thing about the pandemic. Mm-hmm. You know, he didn't do anything about COVID-19 either.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can ever stomach just listening to Jen Psaki answer questions in a White House press briefing,
right?
She speaks in platitudes. There are no real answers.
Uh-huh.
And even when there is somewhat of an assertion or a platitude,
mm-hmm.
it's false, and nobody seems to care.
Okay.
So that's where we are.
All right, let's shift over real quick, and we'll take a caller. Okay, Ian, what's your question for Denise?
I just got two comments. Number one, if Trump didn't do anything according to Biden and company, why is he pushing Trump's vaccine down our throat? Okay? That's rhetorical question number one. And number two, Joe Biden put out that he's running again. It's not for me and you, the regular average masses, just tell the other people in the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party right now is owned by the Clinton faction, the Obama faction, and the Bernie Sanders faction. Joe was just installed in the coup d'etat as a placeholder. It's just the Joe Biden family, the Klein family, telling the other factions, don't try to take me out. Well, I got news for you. They're going to try to take him out. He's dead man walking. Thanks, bye.
Yeah, okay, and that's kind of what we were just talking about. I agree with him.
Well, Biden is just in there just being told, Mr. President, sign this, okay. Mr. President, sign this, okay. He doesn't have a clue what he's signing, including all the executive orders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it makes you wonder who's running it, and I keep hearing the word Susan Rice come up.
Of course.
The name, yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, and of course, then from there you can take whatever you want. By the way, before we go to break, we got about 30 seconds here. I'll make this real quick. The inspector who missed the potentially catastrophic crack on the I-40 Mississippi River Bridge, where it looks like it's going to take 2 months to fix, may face criminal charges.
I saw that.
Now, I feel bad for him, but they took pictures back in 2019 of the bridge, pictures have surfaced anyway, of cracks that were starting then in the bridge. Oh, well, hold that thought. Be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And again, these bridges, that's infrastructure. That's what we should be fixing, infrastructure. Not this other crap that Biden keeps coming up with. That's just me. What do I know? All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Yes, you are, and thank you very much for tuning in. For those of you chiming in the chat room, as well as the direct messages that I'm getting off Facebook, thank you very much. We appreciate it. And don't forget, this portion of the program brought to you by the XP Stem Cell Patch folks, and here's more about them right now.
Hi, folks. It's the Captain here. I want you to check out the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
All righty, I'm back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and you and I were chatting off the air about a lot of different things that are going on in the world in which we live right now, but you could almost just point your finger somewhere and come up with a news story out of something, couldn't you?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Now, we talked about little Dr. Fauci and the fact that he's finally accepting the science that's out there. We'll see what happens. But how about infrastructure? Now, the White House infrastructure talks with the Republicans yielded no breakthrough. But that's because the Republicans actually wanted work to be done on roads and bridges and broadband and perhaps interstate highways, to mention, along the line. And this bridge in Memphis, Tennessee is a classic example. And apparently the Democrats don't want any part of it.
There have been some meetings at the White House with a handful of Republicans from the Senate and Biden to talk about what they will consider. So they look like they are somewhat agreeing, including Biden, that they can reduce this price tag substantially. But, you know, that's Biden talking, too. It doesn't mean that, you know, some of the other operatives in the White House won't change his mind. So I hope the Republicans are not conned by this, because I think they could be.
Yeah, Donald Trump sent out a message yesterday warning him about that. I saw it on his Save America PAC thing. Okay, there's a couple of significant things that are happening here with the mass magnate and the openings of states. Las Vegas, the big Las Vegas Strip and surroundings will fully reopen to vaccinated diners, dancers, shoppers, and clubgoers starting June the 1st. That came out from Clark County yesterday.
Yep. There's some pretty good things that are happening, but California, Illinois,
Michigan,
New York,
Michigan.
They haven't gotten the memo yet.
No, and by the way, the Texas Governor Greg Abbott did it again yesterday. He barred the mask mandates for schools and other government offices. Kudos to him.
Yeah. DeSantis is not doing that because he gave up his emergency order authority,
mm-hmm.
and he has left it to the, you know, all the other officials, meaning the school superintendents and or the businesses and whatnot. So that's why in many cases some of the schools in Florida are still, in fact, requiring masks. So he's lifted it. Nobody has to do it, but you guys make your own decision. So that's really where he is.
Now the Arizona recount is starting to get real exciting because there's been name calling, there's been yelling, there's been feuding going on between the GOP that's trying to conduct the audit that's there, the recount. There's been all types of reports that are out there that are, we have to call them rumors because they're not confirmed, but we had a total list of things the other day that I read that was reported that these were the things that we're finding that was wrong. But again, that's an unofficial statement that's there, so therefore it's just a statement. It doesn't mean that's the finding.
Well, what's happening there is there's some ballots that it's claimed that they were counted either twice or not at all because of the lack of serial numbers that could match.
Mm-hmm.
So, that issue is anything but finished yet.
Now, we got to talk about Israel just simply because it's not stopping over there. Israel toppled a six-story building again yesterday. Obviously, there was proof from that there had been rockets being fired from there. So whenever that happens and they can locate where it's coming from, the building goes. That's just standard operating procedure for them. And then, of course, two people were killed in Israel. I believe there were two Thai workers that were killed in
Correct.
Southern Israel.
Correct. What is particularly interesting is that we still have this matter of Associated Press and Al Jazeera operating in that building that Israel took down.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently now our own State Department has admitted that they were given the evidence and the proof by Israel that Hamas was, in fact, in that building and had been in that building for years.
Mm-hmm.
Furthermore, Tommy Vitter, who used to work in the Obama White House, he, too, said, it's interesting that he would have said it, but he, too, said that Hamas was absolutely in that building. It was very common knowledge. So for the CEO of Associated Press to claim ignorance and outrage is into itself an outrage.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to get some UFO music because starting next month, the UFO report from the Pentagon is going to come out. So I'm going to have to get some, like, maybe Star Trek music or something. You know, remember the theme to Star Trek?
I do
a UFO report because are we going to be getting, what, weekly reports on this or what's going
to
happen?
I think that the official report is to be released to the Senate Armed Services Committee mm-hmm. on June the 1st, and then there will be a briefing. Are we going to learn anything? I'm not so sure because there's been a task force established for quite some time at the Pentagon on all of this. But what's particularly interesting is that it's not just the United States that reports UFOs. It's also other countries that mm-hmm. report UFOs.
Mm-hmm.
And what's remarkable is that they can't seem to understand that this is, in fact, if for nothing else, a national security threat.
Mm-hmm.
So the big question is, if the Pentagon can't answer the questions, we have to ask really why, because we have got some pretty robust abilities. I wrote about this yesterday. Not only with some satellite operations that we have, some interesting satellite operations that we have.
Mm-hmm.
But additionally, you've got the National Reconnaissance Office. You've got geospatial. And you have non-government organizations like Maxar, who has got some pretty interesting equipment flying around. So the question that I will certainly have, and I'm not one that has ever followed anything with UFOs. My son and I have some interesting conversations about it. But I would say that we have to really have some answers here because it being – If it's such an unknown quantity, then shame on us.
Right. Well, oh, here comes the music in my ear. That means you got to cut this off. But we will talk again tonight and see what goes on tomorrow. And I can't wait to see if they finally decide to do a little bit more talking in the Middle East. We'll see. So have yourself a great day. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great things that she writes, and you'll know what she knows when she knows it. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third World.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New York's Attorney General has informed the Trump Organization that its investigation into the company is now a criminal probe. In a statement Tuesday night, a spokesman for AG Letitia James said the investigation was being conducted in conjunction with Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance's office. His office has been looking into allegations against the company of insurance and tax fraud. A homeless man has been identified as the suspected arsonist in the Palisades wildfire burning in the Santa Monica Mountains near Los Angeles. Ramon Santos Rodriguez is accused of starting the fire, allegedly setting the fire last Friday. The L.A. County Fire Department says the blaze is 32% contained and have lifted evacuation warnings in the area. And government entities in Texas won't be able to enforce any mask mandate. Governor Greg Abbott signed an executive order Tuesday stopping local mask requirements and laying out fines for officials that try to enforce them. The governor said that Texans should decide whether to wear a mask, not their government. This is USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Yeah, buddy.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yep, and welcome back, everybody, to the military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch, and we appreciate Ron Edwards for doing that for us and everybody else that contributed to this. And a program reminder, an hour from now, I'm going to have a friend of mine on the program for the first time, going to be Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and we're going to be talking about his experiences in the military and going to get into some deep discussion about Israel and the Middle East altogether based on his experience having been stationed there. And I can't wait for that to happen. Now, the Captain's America Third Watch, this segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, and here's more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, don't forget that the National Aviation Academy has two campuses with which to serve you to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. One of them, of course, is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is right up there outside Boston. The other one in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay area. I'm in Tampa. They're across the bay in Clearwater. Now, you can call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour, asked to take the tour of one of their campuses. I strongly suggest you do that. You'll be able to talk to not only a student or two, but probably a an instructor, and also line up your financial preferences, because as a veteran, you have the post 9/11 and the pre 9/11, which is a different version of the GI Bill. And then, of course, as a student, a civilian student, you have these student loans that you can apply for. And at any rate, you'll be able to get all that taken care of should you decide that's where you want to go. Now, two Navy T-45 Goshawk training aircraft collided in midair over Texas Tuesday morning. Apparently, luckily for them, no one was seriously injured. Wow, that's amazing. Now, we're hearing from the Afghan interpreters over in Afghanistan that are just begging to try to get out of Afghanistan. They're saying they're absolutely going to kill us if they're left behind. And that's true. I firmly believe that. Hundreds of patriots, dozens of firefighters going on over there right now. People being, again, the Taliban rule with an iron fist. They don't put up with anything. And they know who these people are that have been working with the U.S., so they're going to go after them first and eliminate them because they don't even want to see them or know about them. It's unfortunate, but you got to remember that's what's going to happen. So we need to help them. There's got to be a way we can get them out of there, some of them anyway. And service members' decisions on whether or not to get vaccinated vary significantly between the different demographic groupings, according to a new military study. In addition to race, age, researchers found that the initiation of the vaccine process varied by a branch of service, occupational specialty, and the level of education, too. I didn't actually got to throw that in there. And the Biden administration is weighing their options on keeping the Trump era change to psychological operations. Now, the policy change highlights tension between military leaders and diplomats about how the U.S. handles gray area operations that fall short of an all-out war, namely what we're seeing right now. And we'll see what happens. Now, the U.S. Navy is going to decommission two littoral combat ships, the USS Freedom and the USS Independence, later this year. That'll bring them down because they're getting rid of the littoral ships as we speak. By the way, B-52s have been deployed to Morón Air Base in Spain. A bomber task force deployment, making Europe the third area of operations where straddle fortresses are now operating. And Navy vessels from 10 nations, including the United States, are massed off the Scottish coast for a NATO exercise to include live missile firing, the Navy said on Monday. Now, a formidable armada is also conducting drills in the East China Sea. The U.S. and our allied navies are taking part in a multinational exercise known as Jeanne d'Arc, number 21, in and around Japan. Exercises that began on May 11th and are wrapping up today. Now, U.S. Army Major General William Zana has assumed command of the military's mission in Eastern Africa, overseeing operations based out of the Pentagon's hub in Djibouti. And not to be outdone, U.S. Air and Naval and Marine Corps commands in Japan and on Guam have dropped their coronavirus mask mandates, with some exceptions, for vaccinated people on their installations as of 6 p.m. on Monday. Now, a 73-year-old Guantanamo prisoner from Pakistan, who is the oldest prisoner at the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center, was notified on Monday that he has been approved for release after more than 16 years in custody at a U.S. base in Cuba. Good news for him. We'll see if he goes back home and behaves himself or not. Now, not to forget about this one, but obviously we just talked about the UFO sightings. And when the Navy goes up and flies, a lot of times they've been seeing these things. We haven't been told about what it is or where they are to a great degree. But no exhaust plume is common. No visible engine. All the makings of something secret, something mysterious, or something dangerous is what they've seen. Outmaneuvering our aircraft, which tells you it's something that we have no control over. By the way, one important piece is now beginning to emerge, and that is that former President Donald Trump's last-minute bid to pull U.S. forces from Afghanistan and swaths of the Middle East, Africa, and even Europe ahead of Joe Biden's inauguration, and why he blinked on that. Who told him to keep the troops there? Now, for years, let's not forget, the U.S. government largely ignored reports of mysterious flying objects that have been moving all around, especially the South China Sea. There's been a lot of activity over there and around the world and other places. But starting in June 1st, we're going to find out more, for sure. Now, Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer was relieved of duty for comments that he made about Marxism and critical race theory in the military. He's apparently trying to get back on, or in service, if you will, instead of being sidelined. I don't know how he's going to do that or what he's going to do, but we'll let you know when we find out. And speaking of Israel, which we did a few minutes ago, two IDF soldiers were injured near Ramallah amidst the major unrest in the West Bank and Jerusalem. That's all the Palestinians that are out there throwing rocks and bottles and Molotov cocktails and whatever else they can get their hands on. By the way, the IDF has launched another series of strikes against Gaza amidst a rare pause in the rocket attacks. But that's when things start to heat up again. And we'll be back in just a few minutes, 3 minutes to be exact, after we take this break with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Check him out, watchdogonwallstreet.com. We're coming right back. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And if you feel the need for the high-end SUV that you've always been looking for, how about trying to check out Moss Acura? Because the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in this class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and it comes with 345 horsepower engine standard, plus some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats, front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel fantastic on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life as they honor those who have served our country with a You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Now, they're located at North Florida Avenue next to Moss Nissan. Find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And make sure you tell them the Captain sent you, because that's going to save you even more money. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog, sir.
Hi, how are you? Good morning.
I'm not doing too bad. Hey, listen, we were talking about the polls, and you said you hadn't seen this, but Joe Biden is in big trouble. His poll numbers, his favorability, the job he's doing is starting to drift off into the toilet.
It may be in regards to getting some of his agenda passed. I mean, again, you know, if his poll numbers are not going in the right direction, maybe some Democrats will not, you know, jump on board with some of the ideas that he's having. But as far as elections are concerned, we're still way too far away, even from the midterms, where polls are really going to matter as of yet.
Okay, is he going to last 4 years?
Good question. I have no idea. I mean, I don't wish ill health on anyone. I hope he stays healthy. I really do. I wouldn't be exactly too thrilled if Kamala Harris in charge by any stretch of the imagination. So who knows he's going to play that out. I mean, again, I can't even see him running for re-election, for crying out loud, but at his age. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting moving forward.
Now, we all agree that cybersecurity is a problem in this country, right?
It's a massive problem. I think it's one of our biggest problems.
Well, Joe Biden had just proposed more money to improve cybersecurity, billions of dollars. Of course, you got to remember now, Donald Trump proposed billions of dollars, too, in the last budget to build up the cybersecurity because even the military generals were saying, hey, we're weak in this area, we got to do something.
Well, let me just give you a little perspective here and the differences that, what we're spending. We agree that we're going to start spending an additional, this is not just cybersecurity, it's just computing power. Additional $1 billion on quantum computing and next generational computer technology. China's spending $100 billion on that. So just to put that into perspective, Biden's military budget, again, will be the largest military budget in our history. I think it's up 3%. It's not enough for the Liz Cheney's and the other military industrial complex types out there. But I'd be much happier if we're going to spend that type of money on the military. We'd start directing a hell of a lot more of it, to stuff that, if somebody pressing buttons in some basement somewhere in Eastern Europe that can make our lives very, very difficult very quickly. Whereas other threats that we seem to see out there, I don't think will be as tough.
Right. Now, you're familiar with Las Vegas. You've been here a couple times, right?
Honestly, I've never been to Las Vegas.
Uh-oh. Well, maybe now you'll get a chance to go because on June the 1st, they're opening up again, bigger and better than ever, at least for those that have had their vaccinations, because vaccinated diners, dancers, shoppers, and clubgoers will be able to do whatever they want in Las Vegas come June the 1st.
Yeah, I never made a bet. I've never gambled in my entire life. Never had the desire to go there, but I'm sure it'd be interesting to see. I'm glad to see that they're opening back up.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is that we've also heard that the FDA's Dr. Peter Marks has said vaccinated people may need the COVID booster shot within a year from now.
Again, we'll see. I hope that that's not the case, but I think I was kind of expecting something like that down the road. I don't know who they're going to recommend it for. It might not be for everybody. Hopefully they can get COVID down to a level where it's not going to be a threat where that won't need to happen.
Mm-hmm. Now, before I move up into your turf with some news, Texas Governor Greg Abbott barred the mask mandates for schools and other government entities yesterday by taking the restrictions off.
I'm glad to see that. A lot of them are coming off here in New York. I was actually talking about this yesterday. Now that they're coming off in certain places, they say businesses can still decide to do what they want to do if they want to have masks. I refuse. I'm not going to patronize any business out there that's going to tell me I got to wear a mask when I go inside where I'm fully vaccinated. I'm just not going to do it. And, I refuse. At some point in time, people are going to have to start pushing back.
Mm-hmm. You can do what I do, wear your V card around your neck.
Everybody looks like they're going to a concert or something like that. They got backstage passes to go see Led Zeppelin or something like that.
That's right. That's right. By the way, here we go with some news up there in New York. Andrew Giuliani, Rudy's son, says, I will turn things around in New York. I believe he will.
I think quite honestly, I think New York has a long way to go. There's some interesting things that are taking place right now in regards to what de Blasio wants to do on the way out. There's a big back and forth, but until we actually get some sort of safety in New York and the crime comes down and it's not under control, we get cops back on the beat like we used to and people feel safe, I'm sorry. It's not going to come back. I mean, again, it's one of those people that I used to love going into the city, going out to dinner and enjoying it. I refuse. I won't go near the place.
Now, the Bank of America yesterday said it plans to raise its minimum wage for all of its U.S. workers to $25 an hour by 2025.
Okay, let all the college grads out there, you might want to get involved into robotics because jobs are just going to go away and they're just going to be done by robots and self-checkout. It's just the way it is. Costs $4 an hour to run one of those self-checkout machines. That's a lot cheaper than $25 an hour.
Yeah, I've seen them. They're starting to pop up everywhere. By the way, Apple has censored some of their apps and stores data locally coming in from China. That's a report that came from China.
Who's censoring the apps? I'm sorry?
Apple.
Well, they've always been heavily involved in their app store. Again, it's interesting. I'm going to see what Google's going to do in regards to that. They're actually coming under pressure for some of other reasons in regards to their app store, in regards to the money that they take. Them starting to censor stuff out of China, I find fascinating, simply because the fact that so much stuff is made there, if anybody's going to push back on China against them.
Well, Amazon, by the way, not to be outdone by Apple or anybody else or even Google, is in talks to buy MGM.
Yeah, I saw that. At what point in time are we going to put the kibosh on these, mega corporations being involved in a myriad of different businesses? I don't like the conflict. I understand MGM is more of a content type of a purchase. I get that. And obviously, Amazon has their Prime service, their streaming service, and that MGM library includes all the James Bond movies.
Yeah.
So I can understand to some degree. My actual issue is that I don't like mega corporations owning networks that provide news. I have a problem with that because network news is supposed to hold truth to power. And when outlets like Amazon own the Washington Post, or major corporations own an NBC, it's problematic because, again, they're supposed to write stories and cover and hold truth to power, and they're not able to do that when they're actually owned by power.
And AT&T is unloading CNN and a couple of their other networks there to the Discovery Channel. Jim Acosta is going to be working for the Discovery Channel.
Yeah. Going to send him out into the wild somewhere. How about that?
Good. Let him go out there with the alligators. I'm sure they'd love him. All right. We will talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website. Okay. We're coming back with Amanda Mackey, attorney and GOP strategist. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back after the top of the hour news.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.